So there are plenty of opportunities left for collaboration. And I think before I move into some of the ones that I see happening in the future for us all, I want to just point out that the one other aspect that I learned from Elliot was that if you really want to get to these win-win situations, you've got to start with data. And that data has to be, and we'll talk about more of this afternoon, transferred to usable information. But even the information itself isn't going to help you. You have to bring in expertise, experience, and understanding of what's going on in the environment to make that information knowledgeable and usable to really get to the outcomes you want to get to. So what I call the data information knowledge continuum is something, again, that I think Elliot set the vision for way back then. So when we think about collaboration, there's been a lot of talk about that in the last day and a half. There's this little thread of collaboration that goes through literally everybody's presentations. What does that mean for the future? Well, I made myself a list over here, jotted it down over the course of this morning, to emphasize some amazing opportunities I think that are on your doorsteps right now. And they're all related to healthcare reform or health reform. And I don't care what you call it or what you think it is. The bottom line is every single state knows that unless things change, it will not be viable in terms of either its Medicaid payments or in terms of healthcare in general going forward. Providers know it, payers know it, state governments know it. They're going to call it different things, and that's fine. It's health reform writ large. So one of the topics that have come up a few times are the SIM grants. There were six big, and I do mean big, around $45 million apiece, grants that went out for implementation to six states. You heard from three of them, and I don't think it's any coincidence that those three have really mature APCDs that are very integral to the process. There are two other states that got SIM grants that have APCDs as well, not as integral to the process, but they're there. And the sixth one is now ramping up and creating theirs. So the concept of having an APCD is a very integral part of the healthcare reform in these states, and frankly, an integral part of their getting their grants and money. There are 16 other states that have got smaller awards since then for planning, and there's going to be a significant announcement of a lot more at the end of this month. So if you are not already at the table planning the SIM grant process, please get there. Invite yourself. It's okay, because what you will do is you will bring to them some of the things that you can provide to really help them make that SIM grant successful. And you know, you heard a little bit about that from Maryland. You've heard some from Vermont, and there are others. Talk to them. They really understand how the APCDs work in these health reform government-funded programs. The second area that you will want to be more collaborative in is those areas of payment reform. Now, how many people have ACOs, either by CMS or by private insurers in their state? Most of you. Those ACOs need your help, and they need it big time. There's a lot you can bring to that table. You heard a little bit about that already. And you'll probably hear more about that tomorrow, but they have no idea what the total costs of care are for any of their patients. I was talking with the head of the ACO group not that long ago, and on their survey, the biggest problem they had was not knowing whether they were making or losing money because they had no way of tracking total costs of care. You know that if you have an APCD. The other thing is that not every state has a health information exchange that's tracking what we call ADTs, admission, discharge, and transfer information. So these ACOs don't really know where their patients are getting care. We used to call it leakage in the healthcare industry. We call it keepage now. But the reality is that you know where these patients are getting their care. You can help with attributions, as we've already heard about, and you can help not only providers, but you can help payers also. Collaborate with your payers on how to determine the best way to do payment reform. Are they ready for capitation? fee-for-service. What I can tell you is that if you have a provider group and 20% of it's in capitation, the 80% is in fee-for-service, you might as well forget the capitation because you won't save any money on it. Docs tend to practice the same way around all patients. So if they have systems in place, everybody's going to be taking part of those systems. But you do have that opportunity to help out these ACOs. So whether your legislation can support that or not, I don't know. But you have to, again, start working in such a way that you can do these kinds of support services and partner with people. Another one, and I'll be done fairly quickly because I know lunch is out there, has to do with the collaboration around care. Payers are doing a lot around that area. You can as well. You can work with payers or you can work with the providers who are working in the collaboration of care arena. And you can work with health information exchanges. All of those organizations are focusing on coordination of care now, and you have data about where patients are going, as I've said before, what they're having done that can help them. There's a huge emphasis also on patient engagement. You've been hearing that thread coming through as well. There'll be data coming from other sources. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that in a moment. I'm putting enough on your plate already. But I would also like to remind you that there's going to be, and there is coming, an explosion and change in what we know in the field of medicine. You heard a lot from Dr. Dudley this morning. I've got another question for you. How many of you are busily trying to get asthma measures out? Any of you? Okay. How many of you know that the whole approach to asthma is about to become obsolete? There's a lot of research that's been done on the fact that exposure to the common cold, the rhinovirus, whether you are symptomatic or not, is what triggers a series of reactions in the T cells or the white cells in your body that either inhibit or release certain, we'll call them cytokines, little enzymes that make cells talk to each other. Those cytokines are in the interleukin family. So what's now being sold and what's available in Europe are cytokine inhibitors and cytokine enhancers, which completely change the treatment of asthma. Not quite here yet, but it's on its way. So here we are spending a lot of time thinking about how we can do certain things in today's world. Got to keep an eye on what's coming in the future. And that future actually is going to be very exciting when it comes to some of the medical advances that we're coming on down the line. So I could probably talk on and on, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let you start digesting some of what I've said. But I will just suggest that you're doing exactly the right thing. In order to get these collaborations going, you first have to mind your own data. Not only do you have to make sure that it's high quality, that it's well standardized, but that people understand its limitations. You can either sail across the sea of data or you can drown in it. And everybody gets excited about big data. Most of them are going to drown in it. You understand it. You can navigate it. So try to help everyone else do that too. And at the same time, really improve the quality of that data itself. And then the other step, again, I think that would be important for you to take is to do more of what you're doing here in terms of collaborating around some of these issues. You learn a lot from each other. I don't look forward to the time when I can't learn anymore, because every single day I learn something really exciting, and I try to remember that when I go to bed every night. What did I learn today? And I think you probably have a very long list of things you've learned today and tomorrow. Don't stop. Keep learning from each other. You're doing a great job. Thank you. Oh, and Elliot would be really proud of you all.